Hare Krishna. Today morning we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 2nd, and text number 28. Please, I'll try to repeat the verse.
Tato viseshaṁ pratipadya nirbhayaḥ.
Tato viseshaṁ pratipadya nirbhayaḥ.
Tīnātmanopo nalo murtir atvaram. Jatirmayo vāyum upetya kāle. Atmanakham brihat atmalingyam.
Please repeat word meaning.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Visesham.
Visesham.
Particularly.
Particularly.
Pratipadya.
Pratipadya.
By obtaining.
By obtaining.
Nirbhaya.
Nirbhaya.
Without any doubt.
Without any doubt.
Tena.
Tena.
By that.
By that.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Pure self.
Pure self.
Apaha.
Apaha.
Water.
Water.
Anala.
Anala.
Fire.
Fire.
Murtihi.
Murtihi.
Forms.
Forms.
Atvaran.
Atvaran.
By surfacing.
By surfacing.
Jyoti Mayaha.
Jyoti Mayaha.
Effulgent.
Effulgent.
Bayum.
Bayum.
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Upetya.
Upetya.
Having reached there.
Having reached there.
Kale.
Kale.
In due course of time.
In due course of time.
Vayu.
Vayu.
Air.
Air.
Atmana,
Atmana,
by the self,
by the self.
Kham,
Kham,
ethereal,
ethereal.
Brihat,
Brihat,
great,
great.
Atmalingam,
Atmalingam,
the real form of the self,
the real form of the self.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
After reaching Satya Loka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that of the cross body, and one after another he gradually attains stages of existence from earthly to watery, fiery, glowing and airy until he reaches the ethereal stage. Please repeat translation. After reaching Satya Loka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body
in
an identity
similar
to that of the gross body. And one after another, he gradually attains
stages of existence
from earthly to watery,
fiery,
glowing and airy,
until he
reaches the ethereal stage. Anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka by dint of spiritual perfection and practice is qualified to attain three different types of perfection. One who has attained a
specific planet by dint of pious activities, attains places in terms of his comparative pious activities. One who has attained the place by dint of Virat or Hiranyagarbha worship is liberated along with the liberation of Brahma. But one who attains the place by dint of devotional service is specifically mentioned here in relation to how he can penetrate, isn't it, Prabhu?
Yep.
Yeah. Into the different covering of the universe and thus ultimately disclose his spiritual identity in the absolute atmosphere of supreme existence. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, all the universes are clustered together up and down, and each and every one of them is separately sevenfold covered. The watery portion is beyond the sevenfold covering, and each covering is 10 times more expansive than the previous covering. The personality of Godhead, who creates all such universes by his breathing period, lies above the cluster of the universes. The water of the causal ocean is differently situated than the covering water of the universes. The water that serves as covering for the universes is material, whereas the water of the casual ocean is spiritual. As such, a watery covering mentioned herein is considered to be the false egoistic covering of all living entities. And the gradual process of liberation from the material covering one after another, as mentioned herein, is the gradual process of being liberated from false egoistic conception of the material gross body, and then being absorbed in the identification of subtle body till the attainment of the pure spiritual body in the absolute realm of the kingdom of God. Srila Sridhar Swami confirmed that a part of material nature, after being initiated by the Lord, is known as the Mahatattva. A fractional portion of the Mahatattva is called the false ego. A portion of the ego is the vibration of sound, and a portion of sound is atmospheric air. A portion of the airy atmosphere is turned into form, and the form constitute the power of electricity or heat. Heat produces the smell and the aroma of the earth, and the gross earth is produced by such aroma. And all these combined together constitute the cosmic phenomenon. The extent of the cosmic phenomenon is calculated to be diametrically, both ways, 4 billion miles. Then the covering of the universe being the first stratum, isn't it? Stratum of the covering is calculated to extend 80
millions miles, and the subsequent covering of the universes are respectively of fire, effulgence, air and ether, one after another, each extending 10 times further than the previous. The fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each one of them and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is of one and the same spiritual identity. Then the devotee enters one of the Vaikuntha planets where he assumes exactly the same form as the Lord and engages in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of devotional life. Beyond this, there is nothing to be desired or achieved by the perfect yogi. So, it is a big statement. Srila Prabhupada, he explained very elaborately, and it's quite interesting, like how Srila Prabhupada, he gave the explanation, is explained by Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Sridhar Swami. This material existence is very difficult to overcome. And it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna said? Daivi hesa gunamai mama maya duvatvaya. This material, threefold of and a material nature, it's so hard to overcome actually. It's impossible. Durataya means we cannot overcome. So we may think, oh, how come it's possible? But if we see the description in the last part, Srila Prabhupada, second last paragraph Srila Prabhupada, he quoted from Sridhar Swami, how this material world is constructed, if we think about that, think we have to cross that place, how we can cross? So there will be some layer, made by fire. And how we will cross through that? We need that body is suitable for that atmosphere, then only we can cross, isn't it? And imagine somewhere is like fire, if we want to cross 10 kilometer fire. So you need that kind of body, otherwise you will burn down in between somewhere. So it is not easy to overcome this material world. So what it here describes, the yogi generally by their austerity and penances, they get the pious and the spiritual strength. By that strength, they reach up to Satyaloka. But still that is within the material world, where Brahma stays. And Srila Prabhupada explained, and gradually the devotee, if he is has enough devotional credit, he can cross the Satyaloka. And Srila Prabhupada give conclusion, what is that? He enter in kingdom of God and he engage in loving service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So now question is, some of them, like we here is previously the many shloka, they mentioned that the yogi generally what they want just liberation, isn't it? What is their goal? They want to merge in Brahma Jyoti, that's it. So that is their desire. They want to one with the God. So this is even not easy. You know, if we see the process and if we see the description, they have to overcome all of these to enter in Brahmajyoti. And first of the purport in first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada said, the yogi, generally what they have to do? They have to do austerity, you know, thousands of years to merge within the Brahmajyoti. Thousands, even maybe thousands of birth, not only thousands of years, millions of years they have to do austerity. And you know, in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned what is the procedure of doing Ashtanga Yoga. It's very difficult. You need particular place, particular time, particular system. You have to follow all the yam, niyam, dhyan, dharana, everything you have to follow particularly, exactly 100%. Then that person will may attend to Brahmajyoti. But by the dint of the devotional service, one can attain the same perfection. Just a dint of devotional service. So why it's happened? Because what is Krishna's another name? Mukunda. One who gives mukti, isn't it? That's why his name is Mukunda. And Mukti Devi is a servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imagine the person who has the mukti and we are serving him. So why he will not give, what is it difficult to give mukti to his servant? But other way around, what the yogi they try to approach to Mukti Devi with their own strength, knowledge and their own practice. So that's it, it's very, very hard. You know. Imagine, like, you know, generally what we go to school, there is only already A, B, C, D. And we just read, and then after we studied a few years, we know how to read, isn't it? If you want to create your own letter and own language and study in that language, so how difficult it will be? Very difficult, isn't it? So the yogic process is like that. They have to build up their own career, own strength and everything, and then they can go to their perfection. But devotional service, because it is already established, it's susukham kartum abhayam. The previous acharya, they made the path for us. So that's why it is more easier. Even though if we do little bit, it's give a big result. Once in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srila, I think it is, what is his name? His Mahaprabhu's intimate associate. Oh, how come I forgot? Swarup Damodar. He asked Haridas Thakur actually, you know, what will happen to all the living entity? What will happen? You know, they are not practicing anything. And then Haridas Thakur said, you know, Krishna is so merciful. If somebody will chant his name even by mistake or by jokingly or whatever, they will get liberation. And then they said, is it true? Like, is it possible? And previously, even Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, when Advaita Acharya, he invited for his father's Shraddha ceremony to Haridas Thakur. And then there was argument with the Smartha and Haridas Thakur. And, you know, they said the same thing. So they had arguments, Smarthas, they saying, no, how come liberation can, by chanting just holy name, one can get liberation? Is it not? It is not possible. But Haridas Thakur established that even though someone, he will chant by mistake or by jokingly, you know, Krishna will give them liberation. Maybe not in this life, gradually he will get liberation, definitely. You know, we go to Harinam Sankirtan, many people, you know, by seeing us, sometimes they criticize or sometimes jokingly they chant. They will get benefit as well. So then Srila Haridas Thakur, he quoted about we know the Ajamil story. And then he gave example of Khattanga Maharaj. He just remember one murta and he attained to spiritual world. So that is the result of the devotional service, which is even for a moment can give a big result. You know, living entity that cannot achieve by the Ashtanga Yoga or other process. It's not impossible. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he fit that Ashtanga Yoga process, we can see when he was discussing with Raya Ramananda. So Mahaprabhu, he discussed with Raya Ramananda, what is the goal of our life? What a living entity should do, and where he fit that Ashtanga Yoga process, we can see. First, what Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu said that first he asked to lost that. First Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kaya pada shlok sadhyara ninnay, raya kaya sadharma acharane Vishnu bhakti hai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told to Raya Ramananda, what is the goal of life? What is the duty of a living entity who want to, you know, get out from this material world? What is the duty? And then what Raya Ramananda said, Sadharma Acharan. Some, you know, the people should follow their own occupational duty, and according to that he should act, and by that they will get Vishnu Bhakti. You know, what is the, he quoted the shloka, Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhate Panta Nannatamo Toshana Karanam. So, and then Mahaprabhu said, no, Yava Jagekavar. This is also external. This is not the what I am asking you. And then you will say, okay, you know, you offer everything to Krishna, that is the best. Raya Ramananda. Krishna said, no. Mahaprabhu said, this is also external. Can you go more farther? You know. And then he said, Raya Ramananda said, Prabhu kaya iha vajja aage kauhar, Raya kaya gyana mishra bhakti shabda sa. Raya Ramananda said, okay, actually the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the best, I think. And what Mahaprabhu said, and then Raya Ramananda, he quoted the verse, in a Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na shochoti na kangshoti, samo sarvesu bhutesu madbhaktya lavate paran. So, Mahaprabhu said, this is okay, it's alright. But it is not that what I am asking. So, now Mahaprabhu, about this Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana process, or process of liberation, who want to attain to Brahma Jyoti, Mahaprabhu said this, okay, it's not so fantastic, or not what I am asking. So you have to go more further. So this is the stage, is similar to that verse, where the yogi or jnani generally they want to attain to the Brahma Jyoti. But again, there is another misconception, especially in Mayavadi philosophers. What they said, the living entity will go and merge in Brahma Jyoti. and then it will be one. You know, sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is Brahma. So we are also part of parcel of Brahma, and then they will give you example like drop of water when enter in the ocean and it's merge. Or ghatakash, patakash, whatever they give example. But the material example, you know, you cannot compare with the spiritual example. It's not possible. You know, we cannot understand with our logic to spiritual philosophy. We cannot speculate on something, I think this is correct, and then I will say, oh no, it must be like that. It's not. Sometimes it's not work. Isn't it? What is the greatest example? What generally water, if you pour water, what will happen? It will go down. But the place you are pouring, if that is minus 30 degree, what will happen? It will freeze, isn't it? It will not anymore going down. So, according to the logic, as soon as water will pour, in some places it should go down. But if that place is cold, it will be ice, it will not go anymore down. So, the logic will not work here. So, material logic, we cannot, you know, compare with the spiritual logic. Or spiritual, we cannot understand. So, then they will say, ghatakash problem. That is the not way Krishna explain or Shastra explain. What is the Shastra explain? It's very simple, easy way. What is it? Mamai vansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. That's the first which the Mayavadi they will accept. And the second is, what is description is given in Bhagavad Gita about soul? Ajo nitya shasvatayam purana. What about this verse? They will not accept this one. Ajo means unborn. Nitya means eternal. See, if it is merging with Brahma Jyoti, so what happened? This quality. This is eternal quality which his soul has. What happened with this quality? Where is eternity? If something is merging with something, so that means that matter lost that eternity, isn't it? So there is, they have misconception. Srila Sridhar Swami, he clarified this misconception. How? He gave an example. When we see from far away, we see bird are flying and they are entering into a tree, isn't it? What we see from far away? What generally we see? The bird enter in the tree. And what we see generally, we see only tree. So if we say bird is merged with the tree, is it like that? No. Bird is sitting maybe in the tree, but we cannot see. That doesn't mean bird is already merged within the tree. No. The bird still is separate entity from the tree. But it looks like that. So, similar way, the living entity, the liberated soul, when they enter in Brahma Jyoti, they stay individual. But, because of their effulgence, you know, it may not see, but they have their spiritual form. The soul has their form. So, they're there within the Brahma Jyoti, but it is separate. Separate. Each of them are separate. All the liberated soul, they are separate. So, there the misconception is there. But this is not the topmost, you know, understanding which is according to Mahaprabhu's desire. Mahaprabhu said, it's okay. It's not so good. What is furthermore? And then, you know, Raghamananda, he asked actually, you know, okay, then maybe Jnana Sunna. That is, the without Gyan, is only pure devotional service is the best. And Mahaprabhu said, okay, this is good. Can you go more further? So when he came to the platform of Bhakti, Mahaprabhu said, okay, this is good. Can you go more further? And then, you know, the Radhamananda, he will enter in the five type of rasa according to the devotees. desire. There is Santa Dasya Vatsalya and Madhurya. So when you will enter in Santa Dasya Rasa, Mahaprabhu said, this is good. You know, this is, can you go more further? So there is the things. It is not that, you know, our goal is to go and, you know, enter in the Brahmajyoti and do nothing. No. Our goal is, Srila Prabhupada, he gave conclusion and the end of the purport. What is said? You know, that is the highest perfection of devotional. Oh, what is the, okay. Then the devotees enter one of the Vaikuntha planets where he assumes exactly the same form as the Lord and engages in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. This is actually our destiny, our goal. So there will be happiness, because in the Brahmajyoti they are not completely connected to the happiness. You know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the reservoir of all happiness. So if there is no reciprocation, so how then, you know, will the living entity will enjoy that happiness? You know, imagine we have a rasmalai, okay, and that is in front of us and in a pot, and I'm just looking at that. Will I feel that test? It has to be some connection. I have to put in my mouth and then chew it and swallow it, and that, you know, will get the test. So is it the liberation? It's like that, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, I'm sitting here, okay, you and me, you know, no connection, there is no reciprocation. But other hand, the devotees, they have reciprocation. The Lord reciprocate with them, and then they do the devotional service, and that way they enjoy the mellow and they get the test of service. Which is Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that is our goal of the life. It's not that, you know, sarvam khalu idam brahma, and enter in Brahmajyoti, do nothing. You know, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, he always say, you know, alak niranjan means, that's alash niranjan. Means they are lazy. They don't want to do any service, and then if they will say, oh, alak niranjan means Lord doesn't have form, and then I don't have to do any service. Isn't it? If there is deity, I have to worship, dressing, offering. And if there is no deity, I don't have to do anything. So that's why he said, that's for alas niranjan. Those who are lazy. So that is not our goal. You know. And then Mahaprabhu, he will go more further. Like Krishna, you know, it is not like just know, oh, Krishna is Bhagavan and that's it, finish. I have to serve and he is Bhagavan. Yeah, of course. This is okay in a stage. But furthermore, there is something we should identify ourselves. Who am I actually? What is the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mine? That's what the liberated soul or the jnanis, they lost the test because they never find out the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Lord, you know, and the jiva. They just give up in there and then they stay back. But on the other hand, the devotees, they inquire about that, you know, they develop the test. You know, once I was hearing one lecture of Radha Govinda Maharaj, he's saying, that's, I know, okay, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am his, you know, I my duty to serve him. Yeah, that's okay, that's good. But furthermore, we should understand, which is Mahaprabhu indicated. What is that? He gave an example, you know, suppose somebody is walking with his little boy. He can speak nicely, I mean 7-8 years. If someone is asking to that person, who is that? And that, if that person will answer, oh, that is human beings. So, which is correct? That's a human being. Or if he will say, that is a boy. Yeah, which is, I can see as well, that is boy. or everybody know that is boy. But when somebody asking you, who is that, who is he, that means he is asking something else as well. What is the relationship between that person and you? So, if I say, oh, that is human beings, yeah, that's one term, is it is okay. It's true, that is human beings. But there is something else. What is that? That person has to answer, that is my son. That is the complete and appropriate answer. The same thing, when we accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we think we should serve Him, and there should be a relationship. Yeah? It's not Supreme Personality of Godhead, okay, it's answer like, yeah, that is human being. Yeah? So, that one, the yogi and jnani, they miss. So that's why they cannot sustain in the Brahma Jyoti. Most of the time, they come back and they want to desire do some charitable works, and you know, they engage in some pious activities again. So, and but other hand, the devotees, because they establish the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they enjoy the mellow, and they get the taste of the service, which is the ultimate goal of our life, to engage in loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to Krishna. That's our goal should be. It's goal, not, our goal shouldn't be like, I'll just get liberation and then finish now. You know, mukti, there is the definition is given by Jiva Goswami. He's saying mukti means generally liberation. But actually mukti means situated in our constitutional position. So what is our constitutional position? Mami Vamsa Jiva Lokaji. We are part of parcel of the Lord. And what does Mahaprabhu say? Jive Swarupai Nitya Krishna Das. That is, we are eternal servant of the Lord. That is our constitutional position. It's not our position to go in a Brahma Loka and on Satya Loka or Swarga Loka or Brahma Jyoti and merge in there, do nothing. That's not our swarup. That's not our goal. So, Srila Prabhupada, he gave an example about the shloka, you know, badanti tattva vidam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdate. This level of the understanding of these three stage, you know, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdate. The understanding of the Bhagavan level, that's the highest thing, and which is, you know, goal of our life, you know. And it's not like, you know, just understand the Brahma. You know, even Shastra, they give the chronology. Yeah? Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The highest realization is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Yeah? And what did Krishna say? Bhaktyamam avijanati. Yeah? Devotees, they know me. With the devotion. It's not with the knowledge or Ashtanga Yoga or anything. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he gave end of this purport. What is it? That we should engage in devotional service. In that way, we'll understand properly. So, thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please.
This is a bit out of context. When we are chanting,
yeah,
sometimes we feel bliss and sometimes we don't. So what is the reason? That's what the devotion service, chanting.
Yeah, but we have to see what level we are. There is, Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and then Bhajana Kriya. And maybe we start there, Bhajana Kriya. Forget about anatha nibriti and test in a nistaruchi. When nistaruchi stage will come, that when the ruchi will come, the test will come. It's not that sometimes we'll feel like, oh, I'm very blissful, and after 2 minutes, oh, I'm having no test. My mind is going here and there. That means, you know, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he described in Madhurya Kadambini, we are in, you know, in what is called bhajana kriya. We are here, there. So, in stage of bhajana kriya, there is many different stage. Like sometimes we feel very enthusiastic, sometimes we are very dull. It's utsahamayi and ghanatarala. So it is the because of our it's not that it's including me, our neophyte stage. So that's how it's happened. We have test some, we develop some test and respect for the holy name or for the Lord, but it's not the mature. When maturity will come, it will be constant. Srila Rupa Goswami, he instructed in Nectar of Instruction. Like, we got this disease, jaundice, which is, you know, bhavarog. That's maybe the sugar cane juice, it will feel as bitter. But when we'll keep continuously taking that, by taking that sugar cane juice, one day we can taste that, you know, sweetness. The same thing will, when we'll continuously chanting, so, and then one day we'll get test. By that chanting, the disease, the jaundice will, one day it will go away. So then we can test the taste of sugar cane juice. Sweetness. And it is easy way. Once I asked my Guru Maharaj, he was giving class one day, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj in Mayapur. And actually, there was a devotee, he asked question. Guru Maharaj, like, how we have no test for holy names, so how we can get test? And he told, like Srila Prabhupada once, he said, it's bringing test by our own study or knowledge or austerity is very difficult. Because holy name is independent like Krishna, it's not depend on anything. But it is depend on the devotees. It's Krishna is controlled by his pure devotees. So when we'll do service to the devotees, and when devotee will be pleased, so we'll get more test in holy name. Another way, like if somebody will do nicely chanting, he'll do service very nicely. And if somebody will do nicely service, then he can chant more nicely, because Vaishnava's mercy will be there, so he'll get the test.
So what you're saying, mercy is very important. Mercy of the Lord.
I think first is the mercy of the devotee is more important. Yes,
Prabhu. Prabhupada explains, or Jiva Goswami explains,
yeah,
layer of the elements, like each has got millions and billions of distance. Now when the soul passes through that, does he have to spend the time? Does he have to spend all that time? Like, for example, if you travel from here to Sydney,
yeah,
it takes 10 hours.
Yes.
And when the soul passes through that element, these elements, does that waste our time, or does it have to pass that time to reach that?
Actually,
what's the time for it?
I don't know about the time measurement, how much time it takes, but it goes very fast, very quickly, you know. It is mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that When devotees, they pass, they left their body, they even didn't know, you know, they left the body. You know, they will think, oh, I was sleeping, I just wake up. And they come to Golok Vrindavan. So it takes that much time, you know. Just close and open the eyes. How much time takes? It's Krishna's mercy, but you know, for the materialistic mind, you know, panthas the koti satvatsara sampragamya bayo ratopi manaso munipungavanam. Even though if somebody will travel the speed of mind, you know, they cannot cross it. But by the devotional service, by the mercy of the Lord, the devotees, they, you know, how much time to take a blinking the eyes, within that time they cross all of all this material existence. I heard this one, but I don't know exactly how much time take for the yogi and jnanis to cross all this. Yes, yes.
Yeah. The sky and the pot and water and the ocean. The very individual concept that I am an individual soul, that is lost for the person. The identity still stays intact. So those are the two points.
Yeah, it
is.
Yeah, that is it's like considered as an indirectly serving from, yeah. But yeah, a devotee always, they like to, you know, engage in Krishna's service, which is Krishna reciprocate with them. Then the happiness, that is one way service. Maybe that's why they generally not sustain in their long period of time actually.
Saying that they fall down as diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be a shiny part, shiny? Go back and become a diamond or something. Many, many pounds.
Actually, I heard like when they fall down from the Brahma Yoti, they will not directly straight will come to this earthly planet. They will be first in higher planetary system and slowly, slowly, because their mentality. And they will slowly come down to earthly planet.
We are Hindus, we are believing all that. What happens to Islamic people and Christian people? They come and see Krishna after their death?
No, what is.
My close friend is a Christian.
No, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just asking, I'm telling him, like, you
yeah.
know, where, what I'm doing, all that. I wish, I can't bring him here, but I wish, you know, one day.
Yeah.
Because we are very close. So I pray for him. But same thing, like, you know, when I die, whatever I do, same, I wish he also come and see Krishna or something. So what happened to them?
It is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Savaipungsa paro dharman yato bhuktir adakshaje. What is dharma means? Dharma means the generally, we know generally religion, but dharma means the quality also. You know. Parodharma. There is one duty what we have, you know, we are man, women, or someone can be Hindu, Muslim, or Buddha, Christian, whatever. That is, we following our own dharma. But parodharma. Param means, param means the superior, you know. it's like, what is the superior duty in our life? Yato bhakti radakshaje. To, we should develop the devotion toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's nothing depend on any culture or any religion or any place or any color. You know, Krishna said, Mama Ivansa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva, the all living entity. It's not both the living entity or Christian or Muslim living entity. No. So all living entity, there's, you know, part and parcel of Lord. So that's why everyone's duty to serve Krishna. It's not just only us. So, I don't know, Prabhuji. So, yeah, that's what everyone's, it's not like they have separate, but, you know, once I heard lecture from Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he said, according to time, place and circumstances, Krishna gave the different rules and regulations for different people. We have to understand that it's not like that's eternal, but he gave something that they can come to higher platform. They can rise their consciousness, at least to a mood of goodness. But everyone's eternal duty is to serve Krishna. Jivir Swarupa. All living entities' constitutional position is servant of the Lord. Akala Ishwar Krishna, Arshabhritta. The only one master is Krishna. And everyone else is his servant. Even Balaram, his first expansion, he's serving him. So, you know, so whoever, whatever existence, you know, in material world and spiritual world, everybody should serve to Krishna.
That's what Christianity also says. Slavery or being a servant to the master is natural condition.
Yeah.
So there is no difference.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, the thing is, like, it's not like everything we can explain by example. You know, it's not everything, but something we can understand. You know, it's like, you know, it will be never accurate. How? You know, imagine, before you came to Krishna consciousness, have you been ever eat rasgulla? No. Okay, so 15 years before, imagine, I will tell you, oh, you know, rasgulla, such a nice taste, very nice, and it's such a nice taste, so you can enjoy that, and you'll forget all the sweet, and then you'll ask, you know, oh, rasgulla, what is that? Mm-hmm. And then I'll ask, oh, you never ate? So you'll say, no, what I'll explain you. That is, you know, paneer with the sugar. And with, you know, out of India, nobody uses generally paneer, isn't it? And then you will say, what is paneer and sugar? And it's very difficult to understand, mixing with the paneer and sugar. And then I have to come down to stage of sugar level. It is very sweet like sugar. That much we can understand only. But beyond that, there is rasgulla's taste. It's not like paneer or it's not like sugar. It's combined the taste and it's make a different taste. Yeah? It's completely different from both of them. Hmm? So until a devotee or a person will taste the rasgulla, he cannot explain that one. Hmm? So the same thing, the living entity, we are in material world, we never tested the, you know, the spiritual things. But we don't have a practical experience. So when the material example is given for the common person, it will be not all the time accurate. But it will be something for the understanding. But what happened in, especially Smartha and Mayavadi, they will take that one as a 100% perfect. Oh, it is mentioned this like that, it should be like this. Yeah. It, because it said in Rasgulla like sugar, it must be similar, sugar and Rasgulla is same thing. So their logic is like that. But I don't know, is it, am I clarify that?
Yeah.
So it is like that.
Yeah.
It's not like that all the time, it's not match. It's match, but you know, not 100%.
So we should remember about that all the, every time when we hear, you know, someone gives an example of like material example, we should remember about that. Yeah.
But there is another condition. Maybe a pure devotee, they will give the complete spiritual example. But because of our imperfect senses, or our senses is not completely pure, so maybe we will not catch up that 100%. It can be, like it can be other way around.
So there's a distinction between what's an example and what's an analogy.
Yeah.
Analogies
that's true.
Are not meant to be, you know, 100%, like describing something that's analogous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So it's like, you know, it's not like you know, let's say like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they describe many pastime and they give example. It doesn't mean so that one also like maybe example and it's not perfect. No, they are perfect because they described with the perfect sense and they have experience, and with their experience, practical experience. And they can see those pastimes, so that's why that is 100% perfect and complete.
Haridas Thakur also, if you were mentioning that how could you have these people, they are so distant, they say haram, you know? So it was also the
yeah. Yes, please.
The Christians, they are saying that Jesus has died for their sins and that they'll go back to the kingdom of God because of that, even though they are sinning. So what is their actual destination?
Sorry, say again?
They're saying that they'll go back to the kingdom of God because Jesus died for their sins, but they are sinning still. So what will be their destination?
You know, the Jesus Christ, what he gave instruction, I don't think so, you know, many people follow them. You know, one Christian, we have church next to our Adelaide temple, very close. And one day I went there, and then one person, I don't know, maybe they call father or something, he is the second head of the church, and then he is vegetarian, and everyone criticizes him. Yeah. Everyone, all those who stay there, everyone criticizes him. And he's an old person. He's vegetarian from the birth, and then he's still vegetarian. They're Catholic. And everyone criticizes. And then I ask him, you know, why you are vegetarian? Everybody eat everything. And then he said, no. Actually, the Jesus Christ said, he said, sacrifice a lamb. You know, lamb? A lamb. And that they made that word, sacrifice a lamb. he said that. So sacrifice a lamb, and then later on they made sacrifice a lamb. So lamb become lamb, whatever. So that's how, you know, then they create their own things. Jesus Christ died for, they took all the sin for others. But when the people was there, what about you came and then after he's taking the sin, after that I'm still, you know, imagine, you know, you accumulate, you know, $1 million and I took them and there is no more money. And if you go and work again, so you'll get, of course you'll get money, isn't it? So that money who'll have? You'll have with you, isn't it? And then you'll get again, you'll accumulate money. So, the Jesus Christ, he taken the sin, and what about after he's taking, you know, all of us we are committing? Well, where will go that sinful, you know, reaction? It will stay there. So, you know, it is called misuse the Shastra. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, the people, maybe they will be, you know, nicely decorated with a nice dress, but they create their own philosophy and everything, and they may take shelter of Shastra to misuse that to their fulfill their own sense gratification. So, you know, we saw in India many people that do that. They use the Shastra and then they will use it such a way, they will just do sense gratification, their own sense gratification. I'm not criticizing, you know. It's there as a person. I heard one person told me, he said, you know, Asaram Bapu. I don't know how many people heard about that. So, his followers, they said, you know, spiritual master is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, they established that one with the shloka from the Shastras, quoted, oh, this is there, this. You know, the conclusion is, Asaram Bapu is Supreme Lord. And same thing, he was in Bengal, you know, I mean, maybe 100 years, not 100, yeah, before Prabhupada. His name is Balak Brahmachari. And he proved himself, I'm God. It is mentioned in Shastra here. And then he accumulated all the shloka, and then he proved that I am God, and people start following him. So, there is some people, they want to, you know, gratify their sense, and they want to establish just themselves, and then they misuse the injunction or rules and regulation of Shastra. Because, you know, with the Shastra it is very easy to enjoy. You know, that's why they, sometimes they do. But the truth is, you know, whatever we are doing, the sinful activities or good activities, we have to enjoy that. Whether if we do sinful activities, we have to suffer, and if we do good thing, we have to, you know, we will enjoy. So that is the, you know, law of karma. So anybody will commit sinful activities, of course, they have to suffer. Even the devotees, it is mentioned that after taking shelter to Guru, you know, spiritual master, before that, whatever the devotee have committed unknowingly, I mean, because before we don't know anything. After taking shelter, we know, oh, this is sinful and this is aparad, we avoid them. So then Gurudev take all the sinful reaction. But after that, if somebody will commit again the same thing, you know, that doesn't mean all spiritual master will take. No. There is some percentage my spiritual master will take them, you know, he will be get some, but that person has to also suffer. So Jesus Christ, he will took maybe some percentage, but I don't know about complete philosophy about that, but according to Vedic philosophy, maybe he took the sin, you know, that time. But after that, people are committing, they have to suffer for that. Definitely. Thank you so much. Sorry. It's 8 minutes late. Jai Gautama Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Ki.